KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, Cassius Winston put Michigan State on his shoulders and carried the Spartans into the Final Four. The do-everything point guard took over the game when his team faced its biggest deficit, and he led second-seeded Michigan to a 68-67 victory over overall number one seed Duke Sunday in the East Regional Final. Duke boasted the biggest stars in Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett, but Winston shined the brightest to put Michigan State in the Final Four for the first time since 2015. Winston had 20 points and 10 assists, made 9 of his 23 shots, and never shied away from shooting. Michigan State will play Texas Tech in one national semifinal Saturday in Minneapolis. Virginia faces Auburn in the other. In the other Elite Eight action on Sunday, the Tigers continue to roar in the NCAA men's basketball tourney in a run that's now brought down the winningest program of all time. Bryce Brown scored 24 points. Jared Harper and Anfernee McLemore made the plays that mattered in overtime, and the fifth-seeded Tigers of Auburn rallied from a 10-point hole to beat second-seeded Kentucky 77-71 on Sunday, earning the Auburn program its first trip to the Final Four. Harper finished with just 26 points for the Tigers, who roared through Kansas, North Carolina, just to reach the finals of the Midwest region as they move on. On the CBI tournament, that'll come to a close tonight with the championship game in Tampa, Florida, as South Florida will battle DePaul in the championship of that men's postseason tournament. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women bid for a trip to the Final Four tonight when they play top-ranked Baylor in Greensboro, North Carolina. The Hawks earned their first trip to the Elite Eight since 1993 by rolling to a win over North Carolina State.
This certainly was a step for us. We hadn't, as a coaching staff, been to an Elite Eight, so it was really important to us, and it was important to our players. I think it's the first team that's ever had 29 wins in a season since that year as well. And we'll point out that year, they also went to the Final Four.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeye interior duo of Megan Gustafson and Hannah Stewart face a difficult challenge tonight against Baylor.
Especially because they've got some couple of great post players, and, you know, Hannah and I have been working extremely hard, you know, over our course of our 4 years. And, we're just going to go into it. You know, we're going to play our hearts out, that's for sure.
Gustafson hopes Iowa's veteran nature is a plus against a team as talented as Baylor.
It's so crucial to have, you know, those leaders, those veteran players that have been in these kind of situations. You know, we've had that postseason run with the Big Ten championship, and, just getting that experience is so important, especially when there's games like this where, we're battling for our careers, and it's important to have that calm presence, that experience on the court.
And we'll have that game for you this evening here on KJAN, Iowa and Baylor in the NCAA tournament as it continues here tonight. And the start time on that broadcast, 5:45 this afternoon. In yesterday's action in the women's NCAA tournament in regional finals, it was Oregon advancing to the Final Four with an 88-84 win over Mississippi State. And Connecticut beat Louisville 80-73 to advance to another Final Four. The other regional final tonight, Stanford facing off against Notre Dame. Bunch of legendary programs battling down the stretch. Well, on Saturday, July 20th, a group of Iowa's most talented pre-college football players will line up across from each other in the Unidome. That'll be the 47th annual Iowa Shrine Bowl. Now, for many, this will be the game of their lives, because when they line up, each and every one will also be stepping up to help a child who's been less fortunate in life than them and who desperately needs their help. The Iowa Shrine Bowl game is an all-star football game between selected pre-college football athletes on each side of a north-south dividing line here in Iowa. The players are selected by a process of nomination by coaches, balloting by statewide sports media professionals, and official invitation from a representative of the Iowa Shrine Bowl. Among the area players on the squad, AHSTW's Gabe Pauly, Tri-Center's Bryant Barrier, Adam Goobles of St. Albert, Brady Lorimer of Sydney, and William Shull of Clarinda. So far, the Iowa Shrine Bowl has raised over $2.6 million for the Shriners Hospitals for Children. Funds for the Shriners Hospitals for Children are developed by ticket sales, advertising in the Shrine Bowl program, merchandise sales, contributions, and sponsorships. Lamani Hooker went from lightly recruited out of high school to an early entrant in the NFL draft. The Big Ten defensive back of the year from Iowa is expected to be an early round pick after performing well at the scouting combine.
I'm not really high expectations for myself, especially like at the combine. The times I got, I mean, I was expecting better times than that. I know for some people didn't have me, you know, running that fast or jumping the high or whatever, but in reality, it's just I have high expectations for myself, so I think I did a pretty good job.
Hooker talks about his plans leading up to the draft.
Continue to train, get in that football shape, go on a couple visits here with some teams, and some teams coming here, but it'll be good.
Hooker says he's enjoyed the process of getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft later this month. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says a solid foundation is in place, and now it's about taking the next step. The Cyclones are coming off a second straight 8-win season.
Do our kids play really hard here? Yes. Do they play for each other? Yes. I think you look at the season and you really start to reflect on where do we have to grow. And it's taken 2 years to lay a foundation to say this is what an Iowa State Cyclone football team plays like.
Campbell says taking the next step is about the little things.
Is the ball laying on the ground? Does a coach have to coach you to play hard to the end of the whistle, the beginning of the whistle, to line up right every snap, stance, start, assignment? Those things are, I think, the difference between are we going to take a next step here or are we going to stay where we're at?
Cyclones are currently in the middle of their spring practice season. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Christian Yelich hit his fourth homer in the first inning and a two-run double in the ninth, leading the Milwaukee Brewers to a dramatic 5-4 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. The game heard here Sunday. Ben Gamel led off the ninth with a pinch-hit double and advanced on Lorenzo Cain's infield single off reliever Jordan Hicks' glove. Yelich then hit a liner into the gap in left center, driving in both Gamel and Cain for the victory. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 5-0, Miami over Colorado 3-0, Washington beat the New York Mets 6-5, San Diego over San Francisco 3-1, the LA Dodgers beat Arizona 8-7, Philadelphia over Atlanta 5-1. In interleague play, it was Texas over the Chicago Cubs 11-10. In the American League, Lucas Giolito took a no-hit bid into the seventh inning in his first start of the season, and the Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 6-3 Sunday, avoiding a three-game sweep in the season opening series. Giolito walked Whit Merrifield on four pitches to begin the game and then retired 19 straight before Alex Gordon's single with one out in the seventh. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 7-5, Detroit over Toronto in 11 innings, 4-3, Tampa Bay downing Houston 3-1, Minnesota beat Cleveland 9-3, Oakland over the LA Angels 2-1, and Seattle outscored Boston 10-8. Well, Denny Hamlin overcame two penalties on pit road and won the NASCAR Cup race at Texas, where Kyle Busch missed out on the chance for a triple-header weekend sweep, and pole sitter Jimmy Johnson's career-worst winless streak stretched to 66 races. Hamlin led the final 12 laps and 45 of the 334 overall at the 1.5-mile track on Sunday. He also won the Daytona 500 in his number 11 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. It was Hamlin's third win at Texas, his first since sweeping both races in 2010. Gibbs drivers have won four of the seven races this season, and Team Penske won the other three. Clint Bowyer finished second, followed by Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, and Johnson. Johnson, whose last win was at Dover in June of 2017, led 61 laps. Busch finished 10th after leading six times for a race-high 66 laps before he brushed the wall. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.